story. On cosmology, maybe, that this real Bhagavatamrita there with Gopakumara, who goes from Ayodhya up in the highest of the highest lokas to Gokula on earth. Earth, which is in down here in Bhurloka, and that's the ultimate dreamland of the material world, as it is called, and in the realm of Brahma. A world of Maya, dream, illusion, and there. We find Gopakumar finally happy, satisfied. He had seen all heavens and higher and higher, and Vaikuntha, this kingdom of God, gorgeous, opulent beyond anything, beauty. Jewel palaces, you know. But then, wanting more, Ayodhya, where you see God not only as the king, the top, almighty, omniscient, but as the Father, Sita Ram, Mother and Father. But then he continued, not feeling quite at home yet, opening his eyes on earth. And then I realized that it's what is peculiar, most peculiar on earth is that in Gokula here, even the highest rasa, as it is said, is that of love and separation. Krishna leaves you. Krishna is not here. Where is he? I love Krishna so much beyond anything and anyone. And when you love someone, you can't be away from that person for a second. But here he, where is he? Behind the tree there. Is that him standing there? No, that's a human. And we read about this, the madness of the Rajabhumis. But this is the sweetest love there is. And that's also the mystery of it all. Why is there suffering here? Well, because mostly we left God. We left Krishna. But then that lover of God, that dear friend, or mistress of God, even of Krishna. Would probably, and I'm speculating, but may probably prefer the worst sufferings in hell rather than Krishna being gone in a way, not present anymore with you. And this, to me, makes the entire existence of this material world, as we call it, and the fact that we can drift away, that there is a place, darkness, where there is suffering, this is another reason for it to exist, albeit, I guess, very esoteric and hidden reason. The other one, of course, being that we are completely free to dream and imagine and become what we want. Experience that life. And it can be for real. In real life, here I am. This is my home. My real, eternal, actual home, my friends, my spouse, my God, Goddess. Happy, happy life. But yeah, I can. Dream anything. Imagine anything, play anything, pretend anything. And so the possibility is there. Or also creating that mysterious, bittersweet world. Where God is hiding somewhere. Well, because we want that. Maybe we want to play God, or at least independent, like children. Wanting to be independent of the parents. Yeah. And again, this is the achintya bheda bheda tattva, that everything is one, everything is God. But also not. We are independent and dependent at the same time. Little rays from God and being so, we have ability to play gods ourselves.